Latest poll figures coming out from News Hub tonight. Let me take you through some of what I've scribbled in front of me here. Well, let me see. National has gone down 2.2% to 45.2. Labour down 2.3% to 24.1. 24.1, that's a historic low for Labour. New Zealand First, what do you know? Up 3.6 to 13%. That's for New Zealand First as a record high. The Greens sitting on exactly the same, 13%, up 0.5%. Bearing in mind here the margin of error, 3.1. Other surprises, ACT on 0.5. Gareth Morgan and the top party, he's at 2%. In terms of preferred Prime Minister, Bill English down 0.4, he's on 25.8. Winston, second in line, he's on 11.9, that's up 2.2%. Jacinda Ardern, she leapfrogs Andrew Little. She's on 8.7. She's up almost 2%. And preferred Prime Minister, that's ahead of Andrew Little on 7.1. Those are the polls just out. It's grim reading for the Labour Party, but just trying to calculate on the fly here. National, I think, will need more than the Māori Party Act and United Future, I think, if it's to govern in a coalition. Stephen Joyce is the Finance Minister. He is with us this evening. Hello to you, Mr. Joyce.
Yeah, it helps to be able to know your numbers, doesn't it?
I know. Maths was never my strong point either, I have to say, Mr. Joyce.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
So you're going to need more.
I can tell you got them right.
You're going to need more than the Māori Party United Future and ACTs.
I think there's a risk we'll need more, but we've had two polls out now, one at 45 and a bit and one at 47. The point that we've been making is while all the attention's been on sort of Labor's difficulties, we know we've got quite a lot of work to do to get to the sort of numbers we need to be able to form the this sort of strong and stable government that's served New Zealand well for the last several years. So I think, lots of work to do, but we knew that, and we're going to keep doing it.
Winston Peters has clearly been doing a lot of work. He's been in the regions. He comes into his own, I think, at this stage of an election cycle. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? New Zealand First up to a record high, up 3.6 to 13% on this latest poll.
I think it looks pretty much like 2002 at the moment. And we've got to stress, look, you know, you be careful because we're just under 8 weeks out and a whole lot can change between now and election day. But at the moment, it's looking a bit like that, where you've got, in reverse, obviously, you've got a weak Labor Party. I can tell you on our numbers that they're very low in regional New Zealand. And as a result, many people in the region see Winston as, you know, if they don't like National, they might put a tick in for Winston. So I think the weakness of Labor is reflected in both the strength of the Greens and also New Zealand First quite a bit.
A whole lot can change, as you said, in 8 weeks, including possibly overnight, who knows, the Labour Party leadership. Now, Matthew Hooton, the political commentator, has been on the programme this evening. He says that Andrew Little will stand down, but they just can't get Jacinda Ardern to accept the leadership.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Matthew is necessarily the best guide to what's happening inside the Labour Party, given perspective. But
that said, though,
there's no doubt
what he
says. About it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and you're a strategist yourself. 8 weeks out from an election, do you cut your losses and try and, you know, change the billboards and get a new leader in? Carry on with the status quo?
I think changing the leader less than 8 weeks from an election, doesn't matter whom from and who to, is never a good strategy. And that's just because, you know, from the public's perspective, I think rightly they want to know that there's a bit of stability in the crowd that are seeking their vote. I don't think that would be a sign of that sort of stability. So I think it's a really tough call for them. I'm not quite sure. The bit I don't really understand is why he raised it himself. I mean, it was bound to be raised with him, undoubtedly, but he sort of got in there and ahead of everybody yesterday, and I was a bit surprised by that. But there might be some great strategy in it, but I think it's a tough call for them because, on the one hand, they might say, oh, well, this is terminal or difficult or whatever, but on the other side, as say, the public are hardly going to reward them for changing just before an election.
All of that said, you don't really, you wouldn't be concerned about Bill English losing too much sleep over a coalition with the left at the moment. Sure, the Greens have come up a bit, but Labour in all sorts of turmoil, it seems. New Zealand First, though, and the rise of New Zealand First must be the party that you're really keeping an eye on at the moment.
Oh, we keep an eye on everybody. We actually focus more than anything else on our own vote because you can get really sort of bent out of shape wondering about everybody else. I think we spend a lot of time internally saying, okay, let's make sure that we focus on the important things, what the voters care about, all that sort of stuff. It sounds trite, but it's true. And actually, we've got our own program that we're doing. We're focused on the offering that we're making to New Zealanders. And the simple maths of it is we need high 40s. Because our potential partners are quite small, and on the other side, those guys are going to keep swapping vote amongst themselves, and that's what they're doing.
Okay, you need high 40s. You're 45.2. Must be a bit of a concern. You've dropped in this poll 2.2.
Well, we drop in, we go up and down in all of them, and there was one on the weekend, yesterday actually, that said we were at 47. All I know is that we're on a platform that says we could do quite well if we work really hard and we convince New Zealanders that that we're the best option for them. But it's only a platform, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Let's look at National's list. Pretty straightforward. Bill English first, Paula Bennett second, Speaker David Carter third. You got bumped up to fourth, Minister.
Oh, it's very exciting. Yes.
Yeah, rewarded for good behaviour. Perhaps.
Well, to be fair. It would be a bigger problem if I wasn't currently, because all the ones from 1 to 20 something are as they're ranked in cabinet. So it would have been an interesting call if I'd found out that I wasn't there. But no, it is a real privilege. I mean, there's a bit of a thrill and a bit of a buzz in terms of when you get the call. As I got the call from the president on Saturday to say that, it is a great honour, really. Okay. to be in that position.
Thrill or a buzz, unless of course you're in Clutha Southland. So there's a hole in that list. Nobody been nominated for that electorate where Todd Barclay holds his seat, but of course he's resigned. When will we find out who's going to step in?
I actually
don't
have the date exactly in front of me. But they're going through a process, and because it's a big electorate, you can't just sort of do it overnight, because you've got to have all the different branches involved, and it's a bigger electorate geographically. It's also a big electorate membership-wise, and they very much run it. So I think they've done what they call pre-selection, which is the sort of deciding a lineup that'll compete with each other. And I think they're in the process of going through the rest of it, but I must admit I haven't got the exact date.
Okay, I want to talk to you about Business New Zealand. They've come out with their election wish list, rather. Strongest criticism, perhaps not surprisingly, reserved for the Resource Management Act, but also they want to see a tax cut for all categories of taxpayer early in the first term of the new government. No new taxes of any kind. Got any promises?
I think we've shown by our... Shown by our history and our experience that we're not into new taxes either, because there's plenty of people that want to add new taxes for everything. And actually, we think that the New Zealand system of a broad-based, relatively low tax regime is good, and it means that people get the right incentives to do the right things. And we'd all like to do more, but we've got a tax program on the table from 1st of April next year for the bottom two personal income tax thresholds. From all the numbers we've got at the moment, that's the most we can do, particularly given we're doing those additional support for low-income families, working for families, and accommodation supplement. So I appreciate they'd like us to do more, and that's not necessarily a surprise to me, but it's about what doing what we can. And also, fundamentally, you keep a strong economy going and you keep growing it, you get choices. I mean, we only got the choices we've got to make in this budget because the New Zealand economy is growing pretty well.
Right.
So we've got to sustain that.
So, Stephen Joyce, Finance Minister, thank you. 6:16, Fran O'Sullivan is next.